Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, brought to you by Digitex. Office equipment solutions North America wide?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
12:34 in Edmonton. Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. Guests on Oilers Now receive gift certificates to Roost Chris Steakhouse. Whether you're celebrating a special moment or simply savoring a night on the town, every meal is an occasion at Roost Chris Steakhouse. It's the greatest steak you've ever had. Open Wednesday through Sunday from 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. Tell Brendan and Taylor and the staff at Roost Chris that Oilers Now sent you. All right, just before we hook up with Brad Pascal from the Calgary Flames organization to talk about some of their rookies that we might be watching in tomorrow night's rookie prospect game between the Oilers rookies and the Flames rookies. Here's Oilers farm team head coach Jay Woodcroft. He was asked a question about how much of the system they'd be implementing for tomorrow night's game in terms of what they've deployed in Bakersfield in the past.
Well, I think we're quite understanding that we play a game on Saturday night here against a big rival in the Calgary Flames rookies. So we understand that. So we have to give our players some pieces of information. Our goal is to keep it simple and not try and be over enamored with complexity, especially in the 2 days that we have to prepare. We just want to give our players a basic framework so that they understand the way we want to play. They're not wandering around without a compass, so to speak, and they should have an understanding of where their teammates will be on the ice. We got some good reps in today, but as I said, we're trying to keep things simple and not overcook it or overcomplicate it.
All right, that is the Edmonton Oilers Jay Woodcroft, the head coach of the Bakersfield Condors, and he's out there currently running. I think they just got off the ice about 20 minutes ago, so we'll continue to monitor that situation. Again, the Oilers rookies and the Flames rookies will play tomorrow. It's a 5 o'clock puck drop on EdmontonOilers.com. And injuries are going to be part of the issue as we go to the Oilers Injury Report. Oilers Now Injury Report brought to you by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. The heavy hitters of injury law. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. Unfortunately, probably the Oilers' best forward prospect right now, well, it's not a probably. He was on the Canadian World Junior team last year. With two of the players we think we're going to see tomorrow for the Flames rookies, Dylan Holloway out for the next 3 to 4 months after getting scaphoid surgery. Without further ado, we're going to head off to the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. Welcome back to the show, Brad Pascal. Brad, it's Bob. How you doing?
Great, Bob. Always good to talk to you and hope you're doing well, but thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and you know, it's in a perfect world, we're in Penticton and we're doing this interview face-to-face, and I hope we get back to that situation here shortly. But you got to make the best of each situation, and so we do have a couple rookie games between the two teams, and just an overall assessment. I mean, this is really about kind of the evaluation of your kids. It's funny, the Oilers, I would say, got a little bit more depth and a little bit more experience when you look at their team on defense, and when you look at sort of the first rounders you have up front, and I'm hoping we're going to see a couple of them play tomorrow night. Is your strength maybe a little bit more at forward?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, first and foremost, it comes quick, right? So our players were in, they did some testing on and medicals on Wednesday, had a good practice yesterday, going to jump on the ice here shortly today, and then we're going to hit the bus tomorrow and head up to Edmonton. But, yeah, I guess I take this as, you know, you're right, Bob. It's an evaluation of our prospects, evaluations of where guys are at. And, you know, in the unique situation that we've all been in the last year and a half, I mean, some of these players you've rarely seen. And, you know, there's a couple of guys that we drafted in the Ontario League last year that didn't play. So you're seeing these guys for the first time in a long time. But in saying that, I also think that, you know, as part of this rookie camp, it really sets the tone. It sets the tone for the upcoming main camp as well, of just, you know, getting, you're looking at pace and you're looking to compete. And I think, you know, the veteran guys are having a look at the rookie guys and seeing who's going to be pushing and what have you. So it's a little bit of both of that. As for our strength, I mean, time will tell, right? We've just had one practice, have another one today. Now you sit here and you're like, wow, you know, you like a lot of things, but we'll evaluate in a couple of games here and continue to work with the guys individually. And, you know, this is, you know, it's one step in the whole development process for a lot of these kids, both in Edmonton and in Calgary.
We're joined by Calgary Flames assistant GM Brad Pascal. He is our Oilers Now headliner today for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. Just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, Wilhauk today. Well, we mentioned Holloway being on the World Junior team last year. Jacob Pelche as well as Connor Zeri were both on that team. They're first rounders for you, late first rounders in 2019 and 2020. First of all, are they expected to play tomorrow? And then the second question is, in particular with Pelche, how close do you think he is to playing in the National Hockey League?
Well, of course, any organization's first round pick you get excited about, and to have two of them in-house and on our roster is exciting, just to see where they're at in their development and how they, you know, the gains that they made in the summer that our development staff work with them. Our expectation is these guys are going to be playing. I think that's the purpose of why you have a prospect camp and a prospect game. They both did really well, obviously, in junior. They have great junior careers, you know, successful in international play most recently, as you mentioned, at the World Juniors. But, yeah, two guys we're excited about. Connor Zeri, he had the opportunity with the WHL starting late, is to play 9 games with Stockton last year, the Stockton Heat that were based in Calgary. So he had a little bit of a taste of pro hockey, which I think was beneficial for him over the summertime and leading into this camp, you know, of knowing, I guess, just the level of what you're expected to be at on a daily basis in pro hockey. So I think that was a benefit for him. And Jacob, you know, Jacob's is a skilled, tenacious, competitive left winger. You know, Connor's case is a center iceman. He can also play the wing. Played some wing with the American League team in that short spurt. We drafted him as a center and practiced yesterday as a center but has the ability to play both. So we like the competitiveness in both of these guys. They're both still young players that are growing their games. And, you know, to answer your question, how close are they to making the NHL squad? I think time will tell. You hope closer than you might realize at some point, but, you know, time will tell. And at the end of the day, we're not going to rush guys. When they're ready, they're ready.
One of the guys whose name people might be hearing or might be seeing if they're watching our webcast tomorrow is Martin Pospisil, who was with your team last year, your Stockton team that was based in Calgary, and he had a relatively productive year. He had 5 goals and 11 points in 14 games. And this is a bit of a reoccurring theme, Brad, was with the Flames, and it's something that's actually concerned some of our fans, especially once Gabranson signed with the big club. You got some bite in your lineup, and we saw that a couple years ago in the rookie game. I think you sort of physically imposed your will. It stretches against the other rookies. Is this part of the man? I mean, you look at the big club, and you're sitting there. You re-signed Brett Ritchie, who I've liked for years, trained by Aaron Downey, and who himself could look after himself. You got Luch still there. You got Gabranson. You got Tkachuk, who's engaged quite a bit over the last couple seasons. But even in the minors, you've got some guys that are in your face and in your grill a bit, and Pospisil's one of them.
Yeah, well, I guess just you know, I guess to answer your question in two ways, you know, looking at philosophy and I guess watching teams in the NHL playoffs and, you know, bigger defensemen. Now, you look across the board, the team that wins the Stanley Cup isn't all 6'3 and power forwards. You still need that skill and speed and tenacious ability on the puck and the ability to score goals. So, I mean, that's still paramount. And, you know, we feel that we have a good mix of that with Mangiapane and Goudreau and what have you in the NHL. But, you know, I think our feeling is that, you know, you need to have still battles on the wall, battles for pucks, getting pucks out, getting pucks to the net, driving to the net. And in some cases up front and on your back end, you need a little bit of size. So, you know, every team, including us, goes through peaks and valleys of, hey, you know, this year's draft class, you know, are more smaller skilled guys, and we have to complement with some other players, both at the NHL and the AHL. And specifically to Martin Pospisil, he's a Slovakian player, played in the World Juniors, played in the USHL, turned pro with us. His first year ran into an injury, had a bad concussion for a number of months, didn't play very many games, and then last year suffered an injury early into the season, and then had a stint of rehab where, you know, he's been at 100% here for a good month and a half and chomping the bit. So hasn't played a lot of games in the last couple of years is what I'm saying. And, you know, we feel that he's a big, strong prospect. Again, similar to Connor, a guy that can play both center and wing and, you know, has a tenacious effort, if you will. So a player that we're excited about, needs to get some games under his belt. And one of the reasons why he's with our prospects, still a young player, of course, but just hasn't played a lot of games recently.
One thing that I've admired, and maybe it's because I spent 13 years doing the University of Alberta Golden Bears games, but I always felt there were two or three players every year playing, you know, in U Sports or what was then CIS or before CIAU, that could have warranted the same amount of attention as some of the NCAA guys that, you know, seemingly every spring had 15 or 20 NHL teams on them. A couple of years ago, you guys signed Luke Philp out of the U of A after he was player of the year. Broke his ankle in the championship game against UNB, but he's been very productive for you at the Stockton Heat level in the American Hockey League. And then a year ago, you guys signed Mark Simpson out of UNB. He's a much bigger body. Is this just a byproduct? You got to find players wherever you can. In the case of Philip and Simpson, who are frankly non-traditional type of players that end up filtering and working their way into NHL organizations.
Well, I'm in agreement with you, Bob, which is usually the case, but especially in this case, there's good players playing in Canadian college and Canadian university, and the case in point with Luke, we're extremely happy with him. He could have been one of our most consistent forwards throughout the whole year, although, you know, he went through a little bit of a scoring drought towards the end of our shortened season in the American League last year. But just, you know, overall his play was you know, really strong. And over the last two or three years, we brought in players from the CIS, either on professional tryouts or amateur tryouts in the American League. And, you know, I think our philosophy and my personal philosophy is, you know, these players that are a little bit older, they've gone through, you know, they've gone through their junior career. Now they've, you know, matured. You're getting a more mature player in most cases that, you know, can help your team in the American League. And you hope one day pop and be a full-time NHL player. And, of course, there's a number of them that have played in the NHL and been really successful. So in Mark's case, he's a big, almost 6'6 centerman. You know, sometimes a unicorn a little bit, but a big player that has ability and can skate. We brought him in last year and we signed him again this year. He's a, you know, we like what he brings. And it's another way of looking out there of what players are available, who can fit a need, and ultimately, hey, maybe who's a diamond in the rough, if you will, of a player. And I think, you know, Canadian University offers that opportunity. Nothing against other leagues or divisions or what have you, but that's it's definitely a viable option.
Brad Pascal joining us, Calgary Flames assistant GM. Bob Stauffer with you in Oilers. Now, just a couple more questions for you, Brad, and one of them involves a guy that some people in Edmonton are aware of. His brother played for the Edmonton Oil Kings and was a tough guy, Clark Wilson. I mentioned before that the Flames sort of imposed their physical will against the Oilers rookies a couple of years ago. I think the kid's name is Onabuchi out of the Kamloops Blazers. Coltrane Wilson was a tough kid in the WHL. Not a lot of guys wanted to go him. He was with the Lethbridge Hurricanes playing for Brent Kissio for a while. you need players with different ranges in their abilities, and he certainly keeps teams honest, and that's my scouting report on him. I don't know if the Oilers have anybody that can deal with him, but he's a big, tough kid, isn't he?
Yeah, it just, first off, he's a tremendous kid, too, that had a great summer. Really, you know, he's dropped some weight, which, you know, has made him quicker just in watching him here the last few days. And, yeah, a young player. We our scouts and our management group saw him a lot, just obviously playing in Lethbridge, as you mentioned. And, you know, a player that, hey, still needs some development time, still a young player, and, you know, we felt you always try to, you know, we're no different than the Oilers or other teams. You look and see players that weren't drafted that might be 20-year-olds and take a flyer on them and see if we can help together with a player in some development. And Coltrane is no different in that regard. And the player that we've worked closely with here the last couple of years, or last year and this summer, and we're hoping to continue his development collectively.
The LA Kings lost Curtis McDermott in the expansion draft to Seattle, who flipped him to Colorado. The Kings invited Cade McNally in out of, he was with Seattle last year. He's in Vancouver now. And he's another guy kind of in that mold. And I know that he's going to be attending their main camp here shortly. They're just going through rookie camp. There's a guy that maybe not a lot of people thought is a local kid. Maybe not a lot of people thought would end up getting an NHL opportunity, but he might be getting one down the road. How does it change for you, Brad, with the farm team? You're back in Stockton this year, is that right?
We're back in Stockton, back in California in that Pacific Division, yes.
So, I mean, you sort of had the scenario where you had the team right there in town last year. We had Scott Housen on yesterday, former Columbus general manager, Oilers assistant, and it's still a work in progress for the league. I mean, how much of your time is devoted just in terms of trying to figure out how it's all going to work out, immigration and then, you know, quarantine rules going back and forth? Because, you know, the AHL, especially for the Eastern Conference, not as much for the Pacific Division, but there used to be some cross-border travel where games would be on back-to-back nights.
Yeah, and typically in our Pacific Division in the American League, you know, as Oilers fans know with Bakersfield, I mean, we're within California and Colorado and Arizona and really just in and around our area, if you will. So with Abbotsford coming in our division this year, now we're all going to have a little bit of cross-border traffic and cross-border games. So, you know, we're all having discussions of what that means. And, of course, right now, you know, there's the rules and the ability through Health Canada that would enable you to do that with testing and vaccinations and what have you. So we're monitoring that. I know the AHL and Scott would have mentioned that yesterday. We're continuing to do that. But, you know, we like our situation in Stockton. You know, we're looking forward to going back there and playing within that Pacific Division. We feel that playing in the American League, you know, and playing a few less games than the rest of the league in that Pacific Division gives us development time. We can focus in with our athletes on individual development plans. And, you know, quite honestly, you make some in-season gains with these guys normally that you might not see. And, you know, a lot on skill development and strength and conditioning. And we're no different than other teams, but, you know, I think that's one of the benefits. So, you know, I think, hey, first and foremost, all these players that we're looking at, I mean, some of them are going to be destined to go back to junior, but, you know, for the other guys we mentioned, you know, the Zaris, Pospisil, Pelches, and others, I mean, you know, their goal is, A, to produce well here in these upcoming games and during this camp, and then, I mean, their goal is to not see the light of day in Stockton and play for the Calgary Flames or the Edmonton Oilers in your case. And, you know, you have to give them every opportunity to do that. And in the case of their, you know, these players are end up in Stockton, you know, our goal is to develop them, work together with them, and, and get them to the NHL.
All right, Brad, just a couple quick questions to wrap up on the big team. A thought on how dramatically different things are going to be with Mark Giordano being claimed in the expansion draft by the Seattle. He's been the Calgary Flame for last decade plus. I know a good friend of mine, John Winwick, who's with ATB. There was a connection there just in terms of Mark, and he spoke glowingly about the presence that Mark Giordano had in that community. Can you guys maybe speak as an organization to what, obviously you've got other players that could step up, but
sure,
he's a special guy.
Yeah, hey, I know Brad Shrelvin stated this at the time. Hey, it's hard to replace Mark. Mark was our captain, a longtime player, won the Norris a couple of years ago, a fixture in the community, a fixture as our captain and what have you. But, at the end of the day, he's not here. And, we concentrated on what guys can fill those roles, what players we need to bring in, what we have upcoming with signings and players from the minors and how we fill our depth. And, I think we're happy in the situation we're in right now. He was a great player for us, a great leader, still going to continue to be active in our community. I know everything he brought to the table every day was a benchmark for our young players that would come in and see him and the leadership qualities that he brought. So, hey, but other guys are going to have to step up, and that's the situation we're in, and we know that that's going to happen. So, we're moving along and turning the page, if you will.
And final question, just on the addition of Blake Coleman, in a role as a top nine forward for you.
Yeah, Blake's a player we've collectively liked and liked to watch, and he's been successful lifting this cup above his head in the last two playoffs. And we feel that him as a player, him as a leader, him with some winning experience recently, was a recipe that we think will add into our group and our top group of forwards, and especially on the right side. So a player we're excited about, a tremendous person and another character guy in our room is going to help.
Brad, hopefully I'll be able to wave to you at the Saddle Dome a week from Sunday. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you, Bob. Thanks for having me on anytime.
You bet. That is Brad Pascal. He is the assistant general manager of the Calgary Flames, and he is our Oilers Now headliner for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, Wilhauk, today. So, Oilers rookies, Flames rookies. Again, no Dylan Holloway for the Oilers. Raphael Lavoie, quite noticeable. Xavier Bourgault, another first-round draft choice. James Hamblin was centering those two today. The Flames have got a couple first-rounders that we're going to be seeing tomorrow on EdmontonOilers.com, and that's going to be Jacob Peltier, who was very good for Canada in the World Juniors a year ago here in Edmonton. By the way, the World Juniors again in Edmonton this year. And then they've got Connor Zary as well, who both those guys likely, if you read between the lines of what Brad's saying, probably headed down to the Flames farm team, which again will be in Stockton this year. We'll take a quick timeout at 12:56. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Hi, this is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
All right, all right, all right. 12:57 in Edmonton. Got to get to this text that comes in. Bob, Oilers could use a Brendan Lemieux from L.A. I wonder if Benson or Marody trade for Lemieux works, or even better would be Greenaway out of Minnesota. With the L.A. Kings losing Curtis McDermott, I don't see them just flipping Lemieux that quickly. Greenaway, that's going to be hard to pry him out of Minnesota. That's, there's no question about it. You can text us at 780-496-0063 and tweet us at Oilers Now. Shorty says, Bob, is it just me, or does Calgary Flames assistant general manager Brad Pascal sound a little bit like Lars Ulrich, drummer for Metallica? Never thought about that before. Maybe we'll come back with some Metallica at 105 when we bring Mark Spector in for the horses and horse racing Alberta. Off to a global news weather traffic update, Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.